Now, on November 18th, Harry Potter fans cannot wait because the prequel will finally be hitting cinemas. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Eddie Redmayne plays the character of Newt Scamander. Before we talk to Andy McCarroll about what we can expect from this new Potter-esque film, let's just take a little section from the trailer to the movie.
You've known for 24 hours that an unregistered wizard set magical beasts loose in New York.
Yes. Where is this man?
So, you're the guy with the case full of monsters, huh?
Use travels first.
Well, joining me now to preview Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them is Andy McCarroll. Hello, Andy.
Hi, Gordon. How are you?
Very good, Andy. I'm anticipating this film. Big shoes to fill now that Potter has finished up. So, what do we know so far about the story of Newt Scamander in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them?
It's set about 70 years before the events of Harry Potter take place. Like, there's a couple of recurring threads to it. So, Newt Scamander has just completed a kind of a global excursion, and he's documenting all these magical creatures. He stops in New York for a brief layover. There's a bit of an incident with a nomadge, which is the American version of the word for muggle. And then his magical case full of, you know, the titular fantastic beasts get loose in New York. And he's kind of trying to get them all back together before he destroys New York.
Now, one thing that's come out as well is that this is the set to be the first of five films. And also Johnny Depp will be in the cast. Do we know if he'll have much involvement in the first film?
I think his role is limited to a cameo. If you pause a certain part of the trailer, you can kind of see, I think it's what it looks like, the back of his head, and it's the blonde hair of the character Gellert Grindelwald, who he's supposed to be playing.
Okay.
So I think he's going to have maybe a, you know, one scene or two scenes in the movie, or maybe a post-credit scene if they want to go full Marvel with it. But he's someone who's going to play a huge part then in the story coming up, and he plays a huge part then in regards to Dumbledore as well.
Ooh, yeah, there's meant to be a bit of a love interest there to some degree.
Man, be very careful who you say that to. I've been kind of talking about this during the week, and depending on who you speak to, that was either romantically involved in Dumbledore, or he was someone who was manipulating Dumbledore's feelings for him to kind of have his evil way.
All will be revealed. Now, David Heyman, the producer of the Potter films, and he'll also be presiding over these films as well, he has said that they're hoping to bring out a Fantastic Beasts film every couple of years, so that will be exciting stuff. The director of it is David Yates, who helmed the last few Harry Potter films. He seems like a safe pair of hands, Andy.
He does. He kind of delivered, you know, he took over from Alfonso Cuarón and then, you know, delivered the last, I think it was the last four Harry Potter films, each one kind of progressively making more money than the previous one. So you can see he's someone who's very well versed in the mythology, has a great respect for the material, and someone obviously who J.K. Rowling finds it very easy to work with. So he's signed up for the first one, I think. I don't know about sequels, but based on, you know, previous Potter films, it seems to be a world he enjoys living in.
Yeah, and he can deliver that material. Now, the character of Newt Scamander, played by Oscar winner Eddie Redmayne, will all the Beast films centre on him? Like, is he essentially like the new Potter?
It would seem to be, but because there's no, unlike the previous Harry Potter films, there's nothing else except for Fantastic Beasts at the moment. And initially this was written for comic relief. It was just a kind of, you know, a by-the-by, and all the proceeds have gone to charity. So far, that's raised over 70 million in charitable donations. So that J.K. Rowling has said she's written the scripts for 2, 3. She never actually wrote the scripts for the initial Harry Potter films. They were all adapted. So it's kind of interesting to see her progression from, you know, someone who's been writing purely, admittedly, amazing novels into screenwriting. You know, it's a very different process, and I'm very curious to see what she brings to that.
Yeah, do we know much more about the rest of the cast for Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them? Because I know Colin Farrell features in the trailer. Do we have any idea of what his role is? Like, is he the villain of the piece?
He seems to be. He's part of the council that's kind of, they protect the muggles or the humans against magic, so they kind of to stop it from getting out. But there's a very curious thing in that they all got character posters, and in the background of Colin Farrell's one for Percival Graves, there's the symbol for the Deathly Hallows. So you would think that he's going to play into Johnny Depp's character, Gellert Grindelwald, who, you know, to go deep down the rabbit hole, he was very much, you know, searching for the Deathly Hallows along with He Who Must Not Be Named. So I don't think it's without the realms of possibility that Colin Farrell is going to be revealed to be somebody who maybe isn't all he seems.
Okay, right. As we said, this is the first of five films. How do you think this particular series is going to differ from the Potter movies?
I think it's going to be a kind of a more grown-up. The Harry Potter ones, they very much targeted, you know, children of the age of the characters, and they were able to progress with time. I think this, they're kind of aiming for people who, had grown up with the Potter books, and maybe the audience now isn't, you know, people who are, you know, 10, 11 years of age, and maybe it's the people who've grown up watching the Potter films. And I think it'll be interesting to see how they kind of take the Grindelwald and the Dumbledore relationship, because there is some very, you know, grown-up themes essentially with that, and it's very much not a kid's film if that's the direction they take. I'm very curious to see what way they would go with that, if, you know, if the audience that followed Harry Potter crosses over into this, like, it's, you know, untapped potential there and unlimited amounts of money they could make with this.
Well, they have a series of films in the pipeline. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them will hit cinemas November 18th. It should be a massive success for Warner Brothers. Andy McCarroll, thank you for previewing it for us.
Cheers. Thanks, Gordon.
We love movies with Gordon Haydick.